Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, welcome to Siempre Palante. Palante. Siempre Palante.
Hola mi gente, Gerardo Luis Alvarez here, host of Siempre Palante, Always Forward. Thanks to my guests and listeners, your support continues to take season 2 to new heights. I'm back for another Palante recap just in time for the holidays. You will hear insight on previously released episodes, reviews our listeners have given the show, and tres en dos, three topics each discussed in 2 minutes by my guest and I. This recap was so good, we're giving you a 2-for-1 special. Part 1 drops this week, and part 2 right before we bring in the new year. We'll be back in January with new guests and inspiring cultural content. Don't forget to rate, review, follow, like, and subscribe. Sit back, enjoy that coquito, relax and enjoy with the familia, this Palante recap. It's official. We are live, mi gente. What's going on? After some trials and tribulations, yes, we are officially live. We were going to be live a little earlier in the year, but, you know, we worked some things out and here we are. So, gracias for your patience. This is exciting, because we are transitioning to more of a live format, but we're going to still give you that great content that you love to hear. So, mi gente, this is the recap, the Palante recap. And what this is giving you a highlight of the things that you might have missed, things you might have not heard. And it gives you like that Cliff Notes version. And the next thing you know, you're like, wow, this is pretty cool. I'm a subscribe, I'm a rate, I'm a review. Or we can do it the other way around, right? Rate, review. Like, subscribe, do all those things and support Siempre Palante. But the most important thing too is if you really want to invest in this movement, right? That's very important for the cost of a cafecito or a bagel, you know, spare a little spare change, go in there, donate a little couple dollars and it's going to go a long way. So remember, those are the key things. Rate, review, like, subscribe, share, comment. Show that love. Those Apple Podcast reviews really mean a lot. And, you know, and a lot of the other things that we do tie it up with it, you know, so keep that in mind. We have a special guest, a person that really has helped this platform grow behind the scenes and in front of the scenes here and there, but he's really behind the scenes doing a lot of good things. A very talented individual. We've become very good friends, and I'm proud to say that he's going to be part of this journey in the live movement and really just having a little fun here and doing this recap. My friend, Santiago Ramones, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man. Listen, you've been a blessing since you've joined the team, and this very small team of Siempre Palante, man, we're like slowly but surely we're growing, but you've done a lot of amazing things to help this platform grow. So I can't believe we're 30 episodes in, right?
Yeah.
Started like yesterday. But share a little bit about yourself, like who you are, what you do, because you don't just edit, you don't just produce, and you do a lot of things. You wear a lot of hats. So take the floor.
Sure. So I'm Santiago Ramones. I am a composer, podcaster, producer, singer-songwriter is the all of the things that I do. So I do music and I do audio. That's the shortest way of saying it. So yeah, I'm a composer first, and so I write music and sometimes I perform it. Sometimes I get other people to perform it. And I like getting a bunch of different sounds and making cool emotional expression or some sort of artistic anything. Music is my medium of expression. And then podcasting. So I started my own podcast called Bit Depth in 2016 while I was in school for music production. And so I have deep conversations with interesting people. And that's the whole point of Bit Depth. It's lately been local musicians. especially after the pandemic, I had kind of a bit of internet randos for a while because everyone was trying to figure out the podcast space. And then after the pandemic, and once I could start having people in the studio in person again, I definitely felt like, hey, let me get more of my community in here. And so I have a lot of local musicians on my podcast. So, but it's not limited to musicians. Yeah. And so even more so with podcasting, I do podcast production, editing, whatever, audio stuff for other people. That's what I do as my business, my LLC, really. And so, yeah, I help other people make their shows as good, clean, and polished as they need to be, including yours.
And he does. And he does. Before and after, there is a huge difference. It's gotten better on my end. I've gotten better. You know, it was a little rough at first when you're starting in this whole thing. Anybody who starts something new, you got to crawl before you walk, walk before you run. And at times we do a lot of running, and at times we got to start crawling. But you've been very patient, and I appreciate your patience and just the knowledge you have and the insight because you bring a very cool perspective, and that's needed when not just editing, but listening to the show to capture the feel of it. And I think that's important. But thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And this is not the only time you're going to hear from Santiago. I mean, he gave you kind of a high level of what he does, but he's involved in a lot of different things. He was being very humble, but we're gonna bring that out in future episodes. And maybe throughout this conversation, there'll be some things he'll share. But yeah, it's something really cool. Now we're going to get a little bit into the recap. And before, a lot of you got a chance to hear the recap, but it was IG. We were having a couple technical difficulties. That was more resolved. More on my end, I was figuring some things out, but we got this thing going now. And the recap, as I was saying earlier, it gives you kind of the high level, like we're going to give you the Cliff Notes version. We're going to give you that short kind of how I felt about the episode. Santiago's going to chime in. And then we're going to encourage you. We're going to recommend, heck, go and listen. We want you to listen. Queremos que tú oigas este episodio. And if I start talking in Spanish, we'll get used to it because that's just the way Siempre Balante is. Get Rosetta Stone, right? Get the Rosetta Stone. But yeah, we're going to do these little recaps, and then we're going to get into something we're going to thank a little bit of some of the people that have reviewed the show. I'll give them a shout out. And then we're going to end it off with something that we're going to try this thing out. Like we're trying some different things to see what sticks, what doesn't, what people enjoy. This is called tres en dos, three by two, or three into two, but tres en dos kind of something like, what is that? Well, it's three topics in 2 minutes each, and each of us will give our 2 minute, you know, kind of insight, that perspective, like how we feel about that. And then we move on to the next thing. We'll probably share some dialogue on it and move on, but we will, be hitting home on some of these topics, but straight perspective. These are our views. We're not telling you like you have to feel this way. No, we're bringing this topic to the table, to the conversation, and having some dialogue. So understand that. And, you know, this is our view and perspective. You want to share in the comments, you know, what you feel, so be it. That's right. That's what we want. But at the same time, yes, understand that. And hope you enjoy. So we are going to get right into the recap. And we're going to start with episode 11. Wait, no, we're going to start with episode 7. What am I talking about? We're going to go episode 7. And the beauty of live, you just go back, forward, boom, it's, you keep it moving, right? You just, so episode 7. Santiago, I mean, you've heard every episode from day one. Mm-hmm. What's your overall, even before we start the recap, I was just curious and I wanted to ask you this question. What are your thoughts overall about the show and what has been, you know, the journey you've had with it, and what are some of your takeaways you would like to share?
Yeah, I think that it's very interesting. It's also difficult not to like put a bit of myself into it, that like, we've talked about it before, how I'm a first generation immigrant. So like, I was born in Venezuela and came to the US at an early age. And so the way in which I've gotten in touch with my culture hasn't been as direct, because I've been American basically all my life. And so it's very interesting coming back and being intentionally involved in La Cultura. And so through the show, getting to talk to all these people, or I guess listen to all these people getting to listen to all these people and getting their perspectives and their experiences and all the awesome stuff that they do for people like you and me, feels really good to know that these people are out here doing everything they can for us, by us, with us. And so, yeah, like, there's a lot of different perspectives and experiences that I relate to, that I didn't know I could relate to, that is part of this Latino experience. And that's something that I really enjoy about listening to the show, working on the show, is that there's so many ways that people can put themselves, their culture, their legacy into what they do and what they put out there.
Absolutely. And I am paying attention. I was just making sure that I queue up those reviews for later. We got a couple different things. So as you see my eyes going, this is one of the first lives we're doing through this format. I mean, IG is a little different, live, FB, you know, Facebook and all these other things are live, but this is a little more curated, definitely more scripted, more along the lines of how Siempre Palante is with the scripts and things. But this is something important that we're trying out, and we really want to bring to you something that, yeah, if there's a guest that wants to be on next week, we have the capabilities of bringing you that guest sooner and giving you that content versus having to wait, record, and things like that. And again, sometimes the scheduling, and we do that, but there's a lot of behind the scenes we'll share too in this journey. But yes, what you said was very impactful to me. Like, I think the first time we spoke, you shared some insight along that. Like, you were curious, like, you know what, this is going to help me understand things more and learn more about culture. And 30 episodes in, I think you've learned a little bit, right? Just a little bit?
Well, it's not even so much that I've learned. It's all the stuff that I already knew, but like, my brain had put it in the box of like, oh, this is just life in general. It's like, nah, this is the Latino experience.
There it is. And we'll interchange, you'll hear me. And throughout these episodes, we've had some amazing guests. Big shout out to all the guests that have been on the show. I know we're going to work on, you know, we're going to highlight episodes 7 through 11 of season 2, but big shout out to all the guests. You know, it's a labor of love, but for you to take time out to believe in me and this platform, that means a lot. That means a lot. So thank you. I appreciate you. And a big shout out to the ancestors who keep things moving. You know, we keep lighting those candles and remembering our loved ones. It's always about moving forward, siempre pa'lante. So thank you. Thank you to all my ancestors and definitely my family, mi familia, who support me. My beautiful wife, Andrea, my little bean, Ariana, my mom, sister, brother-in-law, nephews, you name it, down the line, cousins, you know, the in-laws, everybody. So thank you. Thank you to all my friends, mentors. Thank you. I always find time, because you always can find time to plug people. And I mean, yeah, sometimes it can be like that long acceptance speech, but I mean, without people that surround you, and it's a close knit, you don't need 5 million people around you. Hey, listen, the show will get to stages where it's going to be a lot of people listening, but I feel you have that core group. That small group is very important to have. It's tight-knit, and that they support you and believe in what you do. So, but yeah, episode 7, Carolina Espinal. That was a real special episode, and I really liked that because it's the title in itself, and I really liked it, Leading by Example Through Inclusion. Wait, let's go back and make sure that we got the, I'm spot checking myself right now. Leading by Example Through Cultura and Inclusion, featuring Carolina Espina. Yeah. So that was a very interesting episode because, again, one of the things that I'm very intentional about in Siempre Pa'lante is highlighting women of color, highlighting Black, Latinx, Latina, Indigenous Asian women, all women, but just being intentional about that because I feel that females are not given their just due. And you see more data is coming out in regards to pay scales and representation, on and on and on. So instead of talking about it, I'm going to be about it and highlight these amazing leaders. So big shout out to Carolina. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And your knowledge and wisdom does not go unnoticed. I appreciate our conversations. And I really learned a lot and can't wait to on the next call and learn more about the things that, you know, your experiences and the things you're doing. What were your thoughts on that episode, Santiago?
Yeah, so it's her perspective is, I guess, in a weird way, one of the usual perspectives on the show, but not a usual perspective for Americans. And so, yeah, being the child of immigrants and having that mixed cultural experience is good to learn about. But then the other part is that I think there's one moment that sticks out to me from this one, which is just like the critiquing of like corporate, I don't know, like showmanship to be like, yeah, like we represent you, but like we don't really represent you, or like, you know, you're here, but like there was one moment in particular where she was just like, yeah, you want to throw like a fiesta party, but like you're not really acknowledging the employees in this company that are actually doing this thing. My wife works at a company which I won't name, but for their Halloween party, they threw a fiesta full on with like hiring a mariachi band and like having, you know, like nachos and like tacos and stuff like that, but like not even really like, you know, it's just like this caricature of like what they think it needs to be. And what Carolina was harping about is exactly that, you know. And so making sure that your company is actually caring about the human beings that are involved in this and what perspectives we bring in particular to the people around us in your company.
Yeah, it's a great insight on that. And I like how you pointed that out because those are just a few examples. I mean, this runs rampant across the US. I feel it just always goes back to understanding culture and understanding, getting to know people, understanding what motivates them, what inspires them, and also a lot of the similarities, but the differences. Not all Latinx communities are the same. Not all Latinos, Latinas are the same. Chicano and Chicana is not Boricua, is not Puerto Rican. Cuban, Dominican are different. Brazilian, like go on and on with the cultures. Venezuela, Honduras, Colombia, Ecuador. There's a reason that every culture came from different places, right? This all happens for reasons, but the more reason of it, I think the bigger thing here to talk about is that there's dialects, there's traditions, there's music, there's food. That's totally different. There's some similarities, but there's a lot of differences as well that makes us unique, special, and really shows our unique talents and what we can bring to the table. So that's a lot of the things that, to me, when I hear, you know, episodes that really talk about inclusion or DEI and representation, I think about those things that run through my mind. But yeah, she was like hitting the target, the bullseye, like every single topic. I mean, and she's a founder and CEO of Mosaic Strategies. She's doing her thing. So definitely check her out when you get a chance.
Mi gente, when you get a chance, take it a step further after you listen. Help support Siempre Pa'lante by making a donation. This helps keep the lights on and, more importantly, brings you more cultural content and live events. Instead of buying that cafecito or fresh bagel, visit linktree.com/sp.alwaysforward. linktr.ee/sp.alwaysforward. Or go to the show notes for more info. Gracias.
We're gonna play this clip here, and we're gonna cross fingers. This is the inaugural, so we're gonna cross fingers here. Let's see what we got.
The thing that people feel when they hear your name, the thing that people intuit when you're in a space with them, and the things that people pray over you for.
That was a pretty cool clip.
I got to bring it with you. Yeah, I did not hear that.
So we'll go back here. This clip is, she states, the thing that people feel when they hear your name, the thing that people intuit when you're in a space with them, and the things that people pray over you. That's what legacy means to Carolina. And to me, that's just a powerful, powerful statement there in itself. And it really, it brought the episode together. You know, those usually that legacy question is a deep question. It's not as easy question as people think. It's just like when I start the episodes, ¿quién es? Or who is? And a lot of times we don't get to sit down and reflect who we are because we're running around, we're doing things. And when I mean running around, it's family, it's work, responsibilities, the bill, like all these things. We're checking the box off our day. And we really don't take out time as much as we should to write down, to journal, and to do that reflection of who we are. So when we're asked that question, as ready as we can be sometimes, there's no easy answer. So, all right. So for the future clip, Santiago, should I move anything around here or just keep moving with it and playing? And then
let's just keep trucking on. I'll let you discuss the quotes, but since I can't hear them, I'll let you share your wisdom on them and I'll just agree with you.
There we go. I mean, you know, legacy, you've heard 30 plus responses to legacy. So what was your feeling on Carolina's take on that?
Yeah, no, I mean, and the thing is like most of the answers are pretty much the same. There's some variety depending on who, you know, if their experience has been really different, but like, yeah, it is all about like the, I guess how I would describe it as well, which is kind of what everyone else is saying is planting trees that you'll never see the shade of. And that's what it's all about. So, I mean, so especially people who have parents that immigrated to the US, like they were thinking of legacy in making the sacrifice of coming to the US and seeing if they could have a better life here. And my parents did the same thing from Venezuela to here. And I'm their living legacy, and I'm doing things in my own life to contribute to their legacy as well, and my legacy now as well, which for me so far is my podcast, having deep conversations with awesome people. And I know that that can live on, and having, you know, conversations about philosophy and making the world a better place. I know that will live on far beyond me, whether or not I have kids or not. I know that I can be proud of these conversations that I'm having with people.
Yeah, man, legacies. You know, interesting how you shared about, they sounded similar, but they're different, right? Like they're variations, mm-hmm. but that's consistent. The theme, I think the similarity in the theme is what you leave behind. Like you mentioned the analogy with the tree, the shade. You don't see these trees grow, but you nurture and plant those seeds in the hopes that all those good things that you instilled will result in a better generation, right? Stronger tree, better generation, more equipped to deal with the challenges of the future. And that to me, I feel is powerful. And yeah, I mean, I think back now and just reflecting, man, it's been 30 plus guests. Yeah, you're right. Like they're very similar, but they're very different in what they feel their legacy is, right? Their legacy. Yeah. The overarching, we're going to leave something behind to make this world a better place, but then how they do it and how they're going about it, that's the cool thing about it. So, all right, we got episode 8 now. And this one was a special one. I know Santiago heard me talk about these two gentlemen for a minute and befriended these guys online. Actually got to meet them in Miami. And real, real cool guy. I mean, these guys, you want to talk about amplifying inclusion, storytelling, and being unapologetic and blasting the culture, la cultura cubana, the Latinx culture. They're just all over it. And they started real humble. Like they're 5 seasons in. Their show is called Pero Let Me Tell You. And or more like Pero Let Me Tell You. Ishmael, Yano, and Darian Borges, they go by Ish and DJ. And thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Your episode was so much fun. And it's interesting because when we recorded that episode, a little backstory on it, we ended up talking for over 2 hours. But the actual episode finished like a little bit into the hour. And the other piece was just like, there's so much cool bonus content, but it was really cool discussions on influences and things like that. So there's more to come with my boys, DJ and Ish. And it was a fun episode. I mean, it's just the perspective and how they started. I mean, 5 seasons in, more than 200 episodes, and they're just continually to grow. Their sponsorships are through the roof. And it's just fun. Like you listen to the show, it's a getaway. They got a new show dropping every Friday. They got special highlights on Wednesdays. They also have Ping Pong Pollo, which is their wing, you know, guava style wings and Korean barbecue. Like, man, they're into everything. They got shirts, but they do it for fun, which that's what I really love. And that's what I got out of like that fun element. When we do stuff, when we're having fun, we don't, it's not work. It's not a burden. That's when the true things come out, like the really content that's just, you cannot replicate. So that was my take on the show and how I felt about it. And really just good energy. So what about you, Santiago? I know you had a couple laughs listening to it. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a lot of fun to do. I will say a little behind the scenes for the people. I was traveling during the time of like working on this episode. And so I was flying to Miami, actually, and spent some time, like, got in the hotel, whatever, like, actually had kind of a late night, like, hanging out with some people and, like, meeting some, like, a first time meeting a client in person and all that sort of stuff. And then I get back to the hotel at, like, 11 p.m., and I'm like, time to work on this episode. And so I pulled an all-nighter for that one. Hopefully you can't hear it in the episode, but there's a little behind the scenes for you that, is part of my experience with the episode. Maybe not everyone else's, but I will say that DJ and Ish's friendship, I think, is what really, like, is the spirit of that episode, of, like, how well they know each other, how well they connect with each other, and celebrating that friendship with each other and connecting like that and sharing it with other people is really important. And, you know, I hope it makes other people value their friendships and their best friends. And, you know, just reach out to your best friend and just tell them how grateful you are for their presence in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah, I'm glad you shared that. That was an interesting week for everyone. I think both of us on my end with my job during the day and then family and just jamming things, trying to stay ahead. And then Santiago's in Miami. And it was just, but that episode, really, the edit's amazing. And you captured, I mean, you captured it with that strong, like, really nice edit, man. It was awesome, man. So kudos to you. I know you got to enjoy, you got to enjoy another previous episode. So episode 5, was it Sandwich? Big shout out to Rosa y Dani, Daniel. They have an amazing business down there. Cuban sandwiches, croquetas, cafecitos, batido. I'm going to stop because stomach is going to start going. But you got to have a sandwich, Cuban sandwich from there. So,
yeah. And it was really unique. It was a really cool experience. And I mean, it's very interesting. Like, there's the way that, you know, you might have a friend recommend a restaurant or something and be like, oh man, you got to go to this place. You got to try this thing, whatever. It's another thing, like, listening to the person who, like, started it. And, like, you know, I walked in and I, like, saw the table in the back. I'm like, oh, that's where he, like, broke down crying, like, trying to make this thing happen. Like, that's a, like, it's a very different experience, like, coming into a space and, like, really feeling how much love and care goes into it.
Yeah. It's, to me, that, what you pointed out there, you know, in that episode, and that we're all connected here, right? Because DJ and Ish have interviewed Sandwich, have interviewed Rosa and Dani, and they understand that story just as much as we do too. I mean, that moment, that table 7, I sat there and I remember back in May when I went for a business trip. It means, like, when you know the story, there's more layers to it. And then, I mean, the food, that's it. That's the icing. Everything else, like, you knew the whole, like, thing, right? Like, you got the whole experience, but then the real big experience was having the food and then having a legit Cuban sandwich. Legit Cuban sandwich. So let's get back to episode 8, right? It's going to happen. We're going to go a little tangent here and stuff, but we'll stay within season 2. And if it goes season 1, hey. But yeah, DJ and Ish, that friendship you pointed out. I mean, 30, 40 years they've been friends. And more than 30 years, I think it was, more than 30 years. And that's powerful. And they just, it's telekinesis with them. It's such a thing when they're talking, you listen to an episode. You want to talk about that? And I was just going to say, like, it's just a real cool dynamic they have. And Yeah, it's inspiring. I related a lot because of the immigrant story. I mean, obviously being Cuban, I'm the son of Cuban immigrants. So you hear me say that a lot in my episodes and in what I do and promotion or whatever I'm doing. I always say I'm the son of Cuban immigrants. They came here to this country for a sueño americano. I'm that product. I'm the American dream. I'm their American dream fulfilled. But it's not even fulfilled yet because it's a continuous story being told, because now the American dream, my daughter lives through my parents, like all the past generations. She continues that and continues that for my wife, who came to this country at 14 from Ecuador as an immigrant. So like these things continue. And that's what makes the story of America so beautiful. For all the craziness going on in this world, those are the stories that really inspire, and that's why people come to this country. And this clip that I'm about to play, and you know what? I'm going to play it, and then we'll...
You don't think you have a story. You do. Especially if you're an immigrant, because that means that somebody close to you in your lineage, whether it was your parents or your grandparents, got their together and said, "De aquí no vamos," and that takes a remarkable amount of courage and conviction to do. So everybody has a story.
He starts off, and DJ, this was a clip from DJ talking. He says about, he says, even if you don't think you have a story, you do, especially if you're an immigrant. And he goes on to say that someone was brave enough to pick up and go because the situation was not good, and to start new. And that takes tremendous conviction and faith. I know from my parents more than 50 years, for my dad to stand up, meet with the family and stand up and say, "Look, I'm leaving to America. I'm moving to the United States and taking my," at the time I wasn't around yet. You know, this was 1970, I believe, when he made that decision. But my sister was how old? Six. My mom, you know, was young. They were a young couple. And it takes a lot. So I feel like in him, that quote, I chose that because it resonates a lot. And in the stories is how things live on. How does someone become immortal? They're constantly being talked about in a positive light, not a craziness, but more of positivity and the inspiration and the things they leave behind. That's part of legacy too, right? But yeah, that was it. Any thoughts on that, Santiago?
Yeah, no. Just thinking about the everyone having a story, which is a little bit of what I love getting into with people, and it's actually a kind of slight insecurity that I've had for myself in that, like, oh, like I'm young and I haven't had enough experiences. Like, why should I write a song about my own life if, like, you know, I don't have like a whole lot of stuff to draw on? But like what he's saying is that, yeah, if you have had a experience and it's worth telling. And so it is very comforting and reassuring to hear that, like, yeah, your story matters because you're part of this, again, legacy of people making this very difficult decision to uproot their lives and start somewhere else and hopefully making it better.
You're right. And one thing, when we talk about stories, one thing that's a common theme in culture is food. And Santiago knows, I think from the minute we started this collaborate, we teamed up and we're working on podcasts, Santiago, I gotta have a food episode. I gotta have a food. You might have heard me say that. I think you would be rich. Filthy rich. Really rich. I mean, that will be a loco, I know. And I really want, because the food element just brings out so much joy and the memories associated with it, right? The joy and the memories. So we started 7 with Carolina. Talk about the inclusion piece, talking about her upbringing and her company and just really inspiring you. It continues in episode 8 with some of the ways that they shared their stories about their friendship growing up, their parents and their upbringing, their family, you know, also their podcast. But the cool thing, it shifts a little in episode 9 because we get into, yes, we continue. Culture is always the overarching theme here, Siempre Pa'lante. But the piece about food and how it was a way to honor a legacy, right? And continue one, honoring one, but also creating one and continuing it. Amy's Pastelillos, Amy Rivera Nassar. Amy, this episode was a lot of fun. You know, all of these are fun in their way, the unique way. They really tap into a lot of things. I love speaking with my guests and interviewing, but when it comes to food, it's just like my stomach, a little fun fact, was like growling the entire time because I just kept thinking about pastelillos, like we're talking. And then as I listened to the episode and then with the promo, obviously there's pictures of pastelillos. And yeah, her story was really cool, how she honors her mom and how she started this as a way to just have an outlet. It was not even a way, it's a way to, you know, you have this outlet because to get away. And I know Andrea, my beautiful wife, always, if she's in the kitchen, she's like, I got this. Just like, leave me alone. I need to, you know, decompress. I need to like, let a little stress out, but in a positive way by cooking and baking. And so yeah, Amy started this thing on the humble and, you know, and I want to give a shout out to my boy, Alex Rivera. Man, Alex is a playful gorilla. He goes by Playful Gorilla. He has a toy designer, creative director. He does some big things and he's going to be on the show eventually. We're going to try to get him. The interesting thing is this was supposed to be a brother-sister collabo, but it's all good. I got his sister first before him. And the fun thing was, as I was talking to him, I said, hey, I see these interesting pictures of food on your IG. Oh, who is that, man? I was like, oh, that's my sister. And I was like, kidding me? I was like, so she has her business? I was like, hey, I would love to interview her. I was like, when's she doing a pop-up? And like literally in 2 weeks, I went down to Philly. I was in driving distance from Jersey to Philly and ordered some pastelillos. And here we are talking about episode 9. So that was something really cool. What were your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, one, my mom is also a like very prominent cook of the house, you know, and so I very much related with the whole like, oh yeah, we're the house where like everyone comes, everyone gets food, you know, like I very much relate to that because like you can't leave my mom's house without a container full of food in, even though you're already full of food, like, and so, yeah, I very much connect with that. But then also, you know, sharing in or like empathizing in that loss of like, man, what would I do if my mom passed away? And so like the connection that she has in making the pastelillos with the pots that her mom used to nourish her and her family. And so it's very, it's a living legacy and, how even though she, you know, she continued to iterate, like, you know, I'm not doing it exactly like my mom did. Like, I don't have any recipes, but like, even in that way, she's still living the legacy of what her mom brought to her, and giving it to other people.
Yeah, man, that was very powerful. And we know that home cooking, you just mentioned about your mom. Shout out to Mrs. Ramones, who...
Bella Machado, actually. She kept her last name.
Stand corrected. But yeah, big shout out to your mom because I'm sure that food is amazing. And one day I will meet your mom. It's inevitable, right? We're going to end up meeting and in person, which is the craziest thing. Like I know Santiago for more than over a year. Almost 2 years. And it's all virtual, right? It's all like camera and we've been in touch and obviously with the show. And But yeah, I will be making a trip down your way or vice versa. We're gonna meet eventually. So that will definitely happen. But that's the beauty of this like technology, right? What you can do with technology. But going back to this episode, we're gonna play a little clip. And
if I can cook it like her, I can remember her. So a lot of Amy's Pastelillos is a tribute to my mother. It's a way to connect and remember her. There's sometimes when I smell something in a pot that smells just like my childhood, I remember her. So a lot of what I do is that. It's that connection that I want to continue with my mom, but also share with the world.
And this just builds on right here, this little clip. If I can cook it like her, I can remember her. So a lot of Amy's Pastelillos is a tribute to my mother. And then she goes on to talk about the taste. And if it's close, it's like, I remember her and it's a tribute to her. And yeah, it's a lot of what we've stated, but it just reemphasizes what this episode was. And Amy, thank you so much. Appreciate you. And she really loved the episode. I mean, to get a text from her, like, how much it meant, how emotional it got her, but it was tears of joy. And that's why I do what I do. If I can impact the guests and help them have a little therapy by speaking, because sometimes when you share your story, you reflect, you remember, it's a form of therapy. And to me, that brings me so much joy. It makes me real happy because that's the reason I created this platform, is to celebrate our stories and to continue a positive narrative. So that was, that episode was really cool. We got the food episode. We had some earlier, but this was a really cool one.